This is the Horse Radio Network.
This is Horses in the Morning with the special 2015 All Hosts Holiday episode brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products.
Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. 'Cause Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Glenn the Geek, founder of the Horse Radio Network, and welcome to the 7th annual All Hosts Holiday Roundup. It's become a thing now where we get all the hosts together from all the HRN-owned shows, and we get together and have our version of a Christmas party every year. The only difference is we share it with you guys. This year, we asked our auditors to submit some would-you-rather questions, and they came through with a bunch of good ones. We're going to get to those later in the show. But first, let's introduce everyone in the order they came to the network. That means first up is the co-host of the flagship show here on the Horse Radio Network, the Stable Scoop Radio Show. Been here more than 8 years, Helena B. of Rhode Island. Hi, Helena.
Hi, happy holidays, everyone.
And Helena developed a spy name this year through the shows, and she is now Honeybee is her spy name.
I like my spy name. We just watched the James Bond movie last night, too.
How did that come about, Helena?
Yeah. I saw that, and I was like, what is
the
going on?
The auditors voted.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Auditors.
It came up on a show because we got talking about James Bond, and Helena decided she needed a cool spy name. So now she really has a James Bond, one of the girls' names from James Bond. I think Honeybee,
the yeah. Bond girl,
the so blonde
officially
girl.
Officially,
the Bond girl.
Can we all have spy names? Because I would love one. That sounds awesome.
You have to do some shady stuff, though.
Yeah.
Did you really? Yeah.
I have. I've got a stockpile. I could lend you some.
It's not a Christmas party until it gets a little wild.
I think Reese has some to spare. She was in college for a long time.
It was. It's true.
Next up, coming into Horse Radio Network, kicking and screaming and dragged her in, was my wife, Coach Jen, and the host of the Horse Tip Daily Show.
Heidi Hody.
Hey, Jen, and thank you for joining us tonight. And I was kicking and screaming. She just didn't want to do this. She wanted to go out and get a real job. And I said, well, if you don't do it, I have to hire somebody. So she said, I'll do it for 2 months. And here we are, almost five years later.
So much for that plan.
The rest is history, yeah. History.
Then responding to a Facebook ad post for a little podcasting gig every day for an hour and a half is that girl, host of Horses in the Morning, Jamie Jennings, out of Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Jamie.
Hello. Happy holidays, everyone. It's good to be here again. I cannot believe that this is like my fifth All Host. That's insane.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when she took this gig, she said a year. Give him a year.
My husband was like, okay, great. You have a daily show talking about horses. What are you going to talk about after the first week? 5 years later, he can suck it.
And I think she pretty much says that to him every day. Next up is the most educated of all the hosts. She gave HRN some real credibility and ethnic diversity. The famous Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show. Hey, Wendy.
Hi, guys. I love being a double minority pick.
And one of only two Asian carriage drivers that we know of in the United States.
Maybe you carry the banners very well.
That's right.
That's a claim to fame.
Yeah, right there.
Make us proud. Girl.
And a doctor.
Asians don't wear a lot of hats, so they're not drawn to carriage driving like I am, but I'm half Asian.
That's true. The other half is the half hats. Half. Yeah.
Half hats.
What's the other half, Wendy?
It's a mix of everything Caucasian. I'm a mutt.
Thank you, Wendy, for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. Wendy, we've been doing that show, driving radio show, now for almost 4 years. So it's been, and Wendy lives the closest, so I get to see her the most.
That's right.
Next up in the lineup, are two Grand Prix riders who even make dressage sound interesting. Reese Coffler Stanfield of Georgetown, Kentucky, and Philip Parks from somewhere in the frozen north in Canada. We're never quite sure where he
lives. From America's hat.
That's right.
Yeah, from America's hat.
Is it frozen, or are you guys like having a heat wave like the rest of the country?
It's a heat wave, so it's like 10 degrees today, or Celsius, so it's pretty warm.
It's pretty warm. And last but not least, the most sophisticated and eloquent of all the hosts, she makes us all look pretty sad, host of the Horsemanship Radio Show, Debbie Laux from California.
What? Oh my gosh, what an entry that is. Thank you. Hi, welcome.
No pressure tonight, but we're counting on you to bring the class up a bit. Yeah. So
that's because I'm the earliest. Yes. It's only 4:30.
She hasn't started drinking yet.
It's early.
We'll have everybody know this is about 7:30 at night when we're recording it. So yes, it is okay that they have all started drinking.
That's right.
At this point, I think it's a requirement for a Christmas party, right?
Even me,
yes.
I just got licensed to do it. Thank you.
Now, guys, we're gonna ask a bunch of questions, have some fun tonight. The listeners came up with some. I know you have some would you rather questions, but we always start these shows with two questions, and we'll go around at Robin here. And we always start with the highlight of your 2015 that's not show-related, and then the highlight of your 2015 that is show-related. And I'll get us started so you can think about that a little bit. This was hands down the easiest year I've had for these. The highlight of my 2015 is that I got to see all of you, everyone on this call, in person this year.
Every
single one of you. I got to see Reese and Philip down in Wellington to start the year, headed up to Helena's house, got to see Wendy 100 times, got to see Jamie, and got to see Debbie on this last trip. This is the first time I've ever met the hosts in a year, let alone met all the hosts. So that was so much fun for us to be able to do that in 1 year. So very thank cool. you for that. Appreciate that. My highlight.
Now you have to visit all the hosts in 1 year.
Or they have to come visit us. One or the other.
Yeah.
We're going to get that host get together done one of these days where we all get together in the same place. One of these days. We need to get that done.
Disneyland.
There you go.
I like it.
Debbie's for that. She's right down the road.
I can throw a rock at Anaheim, so I'm close. Yeah.
And then my highlight for 2015 show related was definitely the Radiothon, partly because we took a lot of work to put that together, but then it really came off. And thanks to all of you for really making that work. It was a lot of fun and definitely going to become an annual event because it was received so well. We've had almost 40,000 downloads to that now. So we're really thrilled with how that came out and the sponsors are thrilled. So thank you guys for making 12 hours live on the air work. And thank you, Wendy.
Good job, boss.
You all thought I was nuts, except for Wendy, who was like, yeah, I'll come up. No problem. We'll spend the whole day doing this.
I thought you were nuts.
I knew we could talk for that long.
Would people listen for that long?
Yeah, exactly. They did.
See, Glenn and I don't care. Nobody listens. We don't mind talking.
So, Helena, let's start with you.
What do you want to say?
Your highlight of your year, not show related, and then show related.
Okay, so my highlight of the year, show related, would be introducing the fox hunting segment to Stable Scoop, which we do every other month or so. So giving some fox hunting groups the opportunity to get excited about talking about their sport to people who will actually listen, and to recruit new fox hunters, which we've actually done. So I'm really proud of the fact that we got our enthusiasm made it across the airwaves and actually got people in the saddle and out in the hunt field. So we did, I think, 3 fox hunting segments on Scoop this year, and those combined would be the highlight, my show highlight of the year.
And your non-show?
I'll tell you, my highlight, my non-show highlight was when I got my horse Brody to join up.
Oh,
fantastic.
Cool.
when it happened, and I was like, was that luck? Was that coincidence? Let me try that again. Let me give it 3 days and come back and try it one more time. That's so cool. I'm still not convinced. It's yeah. All right. It's for real. Yeah. I was really impressed. I was proud. I was humbled and thoroughly inspired. So, that was.
Do you want me to cut that out for you, Debbie? So you can.
Yes, could you endorsement, Helena? Thank you. I'm so glad you tried it, Helena. I'm so glad.
Yeah, me too. It was unexpected, and I'm such a cynic. You know, I really am. And it was so simple and so clear. It was so concise. There was just, I was just amazed at how much control I had. Not any control, but how much communication I could do with just my eyeballs.
That's it. Yeah.
It was really neat.
Yeah. Communication. That's the word. Good job.
Thanks.
And Buck said that you've done very well at communicating the same way with him. So apparently that also crosses over into your personal life.
Do I know it works with significant others?
Yeah,
sure it does.
Apparently it does. Because you know what? I've seen all versions of Helena's eyeballs, and there are some that you just don't want to see. So...
So guys, I have to ask a question, because what does join up mean?
Oh, good.
I'm sorry I had to, but Debbie, I don't know what that means. So I'm gonna ask it, because I'm sure other people are like, what are they talking about?
God, dressage queens, I swear to God.
I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't think I've been drinking that much. So what are you guys talking about? I don't get it.
Okay, so join up is that moment when a horse chooses to trust and be with you rather than away from you. You want more?
No, you can elaborate a little bit more. I think that's good for everybody. So everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it in a pasture, you could do it in 25 acres, and you could do it in a round pen. But it's that moment when a horse does his flight and then starts to renegotiate the deal, looks to you for a leader, decides whether or not he's going to trust you. When that ear locks on, that adrenaline drops, he starts getting some licking and chewing, and then that circle gets a little bit smaller, and then you give him the invitation to come in. You turn on a 45, avert your eyes, hold your hands really still, and wait for him to come and breathe on the back of your neck.
Oh,
it's
such a rewarding feeling.
That's cool. I would just call that, hey, you want to play, and now you want to play with us. That's good, but I like it. That's very cool.
It's not
cool.
Play. There's a different level of respect. It's definitely a choice.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
I do.
They want to join the team. I think that's cool.
Yeah, it's when your physiology starts to sync with theirs, though, too. And you bring your adrenaline down, they bring their adrenaline down. All breath goes out, you relax, and they go, ah, you're speaking my language. It's really cool.
Reese, cool. I really suggest you listening to the Horsemanship Radio show here on the Horse Radio Network.
Horsemanshipradio.com.
And join MontyRobertsUniversity.com as well.
That's how I learned how to do it.
They are getting all the plugs in here, Debbie.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're getting it in, guys.
That's how I learned
how
to do it.
You get to... Oh, it's my turn, so you can ask me these questions. We'll just keep this Monty train rolling.
Let's go.
Jamie, you're up.
Gosh, my favorite show highlight, I have to say, you know, I had two. One was, you know, when I was able to broadcast for 2 weeks from Flag Is Up Farm, I got to sit next to Monty Roberts and do a listener question and answer. And that was really, really cool. And also interviewing George Morris was really, I was so scared and so nervous, and he was just awesome. And I really loved that day. And I loved how excited people were about it, and how they, I guess everybody thought I did an okay job. So it was good that everybody wasn't ripping me about it. So that's positive.
It was good.
Best exercise you can do for riding and your horse is push away from the table, put down your fork.
There you go. Yeah. A little George for you there.
Well done. Oh my gosh. And I'd say that my non-show highlight, because this has just changed my entire year. It happened last February, is when I adopted my Mustang, Thor. Yeah. And just, it was just such a life-changing thing for me. And then to be able to take him to Flag Is Up for that 2 weeks, and Monty gave me riding lessons every day. I think it changed the relationship I have with him as a horse, and then all horses, I think, in the future. So I really... I think I got to say adopting the Mustang, and I think I have to go back and get another one. I can't stand it. I need more.
You're an addict.
She is. She's no, addicted right? now. She's.
They're just the neatest little horses. I just can't even believe it. So, you know, all these years with warm bloods and thoroughbreds, who knew that I would find such a connection with a wild horse. So it's really neat.
Jennifer.
Okay. So I have to go third. So somebody's already taken Radiothon.
I'm not sure that was your favorite day. That was a whole lot of hard work for you.
You didn't ask for my favorite. You asked for my highlight. Okay. And it was a highlight. But actually, one of the big highlights for me this year that was show related, and it's not so much show related as it is Horse Radio Network related, is thanks to Glenn's big trip to Texas to the podcasting convention, we have an editor now. And that's just made my life a different.
Yay!
Just,
yeah. Thanks, Neil. Awesome.
Yay, yeah, thanks. Thank you. That's my show related one. And the not show related one, Glenn's already taken the trip out west to see everybody, and so that's already been taken. So my other big highlight for the year was not just going to my first horse show in. Yay. Way many years, but mm-hmm. the fact that Glenn came along and had fun, and my friend, thanks to the Horse Radio Network, Denise came along, and we had a great day together. It was pretty cool.
Aww. And she did awesome. Great.
Aww. And I got Who the knew? Best ever.
Yes. Who yes. knew Western dressage could be even interesting? But I actually kind of enjoyed the day.
Well, oh. with a tail like Beaker's, do not watch.
And he was the only one there with a gorgeous tail that wasn't fake.
That's true.
Points, extra
wow,
points for
Jennifer.
Real.
Strong words.
No details here.
We won't talk about what other dressage person on this call is now interested in Western dressage. We're not going to mention.
I don't know anybody else.
I don't know anybody else. Dr. Wendy.
Oh, this is a really hard one because I think the Radiothon was my favorite, too.
Well, it's allowed to be. Wow. We can have same favorites.
Well, you know what? Okay, the Radiothon was really fun. But my other fun thing that we did was covering Live Oak.
Mm.
Remember we covered Live Oak together?
We
commentating
to
on that
for
USEF
that.
Network.
Yeah.
That was awesome. You guys did such a great job.
Yeah.
I've never watched really competitive driving with so much interest. Or
oh,
watched
good.
It.
Because I had some gossip on everybody. But you know what was the worst part of that? Glenn and I had to do like the beginning video part. And we were so awkward.
Yeah, we're not
to,
made like, for video. We did about 12 takes to get 30 seconds.
That was painful.
They like, kept, what do I do was, with my hands?
That was exactly it. And then Wendy kept being so stiff. I'm like, Wendy, you're the most casual person I've ever met. And the director kept saying, stiff. Wendy, would you relax and just be Wendy? It was like,
I couldn't. I remember I was like, let's hold hands. But it was fun. That was a fun 2 days. That's when I knew we could do the Radiothon. Because we had to just sit there for hours.
Yeah, we were there for 6 hours. Doing marathon day. and thank God, just Wendy knew everybody. So that she had all the stories and it really worked. How about, I think I know what yours is non-horse related to.
What?
The farm?
What?
The farm? Is that yours for non-horse related? Or non-show
related? Well, technically, I moved here last year, but yes, it is definitely.
You don't get to take hers, Glenn.
I just figured that's what it was going to be. I just guessed.
No, it is, but then I wasn't going to bring it up because it was in 2014, but it's close enough. It was December 2014, so moving out to the farm has been great, and my horses are loving their retirement, and it's been really fun.
And her horses chased the alligator away. So
really?
There's that.
There's that, yeah.
Goodness.
Protective horses. Yeah.
And it's a petting zoo out here now. I have my goats. I have the chickens. Glenn the duck. That has been a highlight of my life.
Me too. Me too. Glenn's very popular on Facebook.
He is.
My namesake. Reese, what's yours?
Oh, my gosh. So, Glenn has ratted me out about the Western dressage. It's good. We're going to stay tuned on that, everybody. You'll have to listen next year to see how our Western dressage adventure is going to play out. I can't tell you because I just got the books today. So we're just starting. So that'll be fun. But that'll be our update next year. But so one of the really cool things that we did this year was Philip and I went to Las Vegas to the World Cup for the Horse Radio Network and did a lot of stuff out there. And that was awesome to be able to see Charlotte Desjardins, my favorite person on the planet, kick some butt. Was so fun. So that was really cool. That was a highlight slash perk of the job. So that was neat. And plus, Philip, Meredith, and I, and Travis all had a big time in Vegas. I'm not gonna lie, that was awesome. Yeah.
That was show related and unshow related.
And show related. You could go both ways. I now know who David Guetta is. So I did not know who David Guetta was before we went. So that was fun. And then anybody that knows, you have to Google him if you don't know who he is. But I didn't know who he was prior to Vegas. So, and then my non-highlight, we've had a great year here at the farm. I'm not going to lie. All my students have done super well, but I've had a very fun year with my horse, Elan Court. Owned by Town and Country Farms. He was great. I haven't been to a national championship in a long time, and he went to two this year. So that was very, very fun and thankful for what he did for me and my owner as well. So it was a lot of fun. So those were my highlights for the year.
That's pretty good.
Very good. Philip?
Actually, I was going to say we covered another show. We covered the Pan Am Games together this year.
Yeah, that was fun too.
That was cool too. Reese came up with our friend Anna, and we had a bit of a long weekend, and we saw all the horses and the competition going on here close to my house here, and that was a really good time, and we got to interview a lot of the riders, who are a big deal too, so maybe not World Cup big deal, but some of the same riders there too. So anyways, that was awesome, and then I was just thinking. Non-radio show related. We had a great season. I got to show a horse I've been working on for a while. He's 5 years old, and he did his first show this year. He did really well. It was awesome. And then we just took our trip to Southeast Asia, which was a really awesome trip. We just posted some photos on Facebook about that recently. And I don't know. It just seems like it's flown by 2015. It's going to be 2016 soon. I don't know.
Yeah, that is true.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it seems like I've been traveling a lot and just having a good time. So, yeah, it's been good.
And Debbie, I don't know how you pick because you guys lead such an interesting life. You were over at Buckingham Palace, for God's sake. I don't know how you're going to pick this year.
One. Yeah, that was a good one. But that was October, going to Buckingham Palace and having the Queen drop in. That was a big surprise. That was fun. But the Duchess of Cornwall, we hadn't met Cammy yet. So that was fun. And, I think one of the most exciting things all year was the Triple Crown. I hate to say it, but I mean, that just never happens. Yeah. So just sitting, we were in the classroom, everybody, we had just tons of people stuffed in there. And when that happened, that was just, wow. That was just something, being around the thoroughbred industry my whole life, that was just really exciting. So, so that's sort of non-show highlights, I guess, sort of horsey, but killing the server during the radiothon has got to be my high.
I don't think Debbie thought it was a highlight at the time, by the way.
I was listening, so I didn't care, but I didn't know actually. Glenn told me it's a badge of honor.
So it is, and we've never killed a server before. That was during Bob Baffert. That had to be a highlight for you getting that interview.
That was fun. Yeah.
Okay, this is for you, Debbie.
All right.
We had 7,200 listeners when the server went down. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, congratulations, Debbie. You're the first one to do that.
Yay!
You and Bob.
Your turn's next. You get to.
I guess when you get the Triple Crown trainer on, you have a chance of that happening.
It's just a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a shot there. Yeah, it was a. Yeah. Wasn't even a long shot. Yeah, it was nice. That was fun. Yep.
Well, very good. We're going to take a break for a commercial, and then we're coming back with the first of the Would You Rathers. And let's just say we have a naked question from Linda that we're going to start with. We'll be right back after this. Happy holidays to all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network from your friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Kentucky Performance Products cares about the health of your horses and knows you do too. May you and your horses and ponies have a very happy and healthy holiday season and a fun, equine-filled new year. From all of us at Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Happy holidays, everybody. Okay, guys, let's start the Would You Rathers. This is where the fun begins. And Linda Gettig came up with the first question. Helena, what was our most popular episode still that we have done?
Flexible Nuts.
Flexible Nuts, that's right. That was the name of the episode. And it was the Naked Dining segment that came up as we were doing our recipe of the month with Kat. And she brought up Naked Dining, and I don't know why, but people found out about it, and it went crazy, and it's still our most downloaded episode. Well, Linda Gettig, our auditor, submitted this question because she knows about that. And she said, merely in keeping with the popularity of the Naked Dining episode on Stable Scoop, would you rather dine naked or clean your stalls naked?
So I'm sorry. What?
Who's taking that one first?
Oh.
Would
Jamie.
You rather dine as in eat?
Yeah, would you rather dine naked, like eat dinner naked, or would you rather clean your stalls naked?
I'll start.
You'll start? Who's starting?
It's Reese. Okay. I'll do it. All right. I'll take it, shockingly. I totally would dine naked over stalls, because I'm just like... super paranoid of like worms and nasty. Yeah.
Like, I mean, and you get a napkin.
You get a napkin. You could cover. I mean, obviously, nobody would want to sit at a table with me naked, but whatever. But for sure, I could go in the barn. Like, I live in a barn. Like, my apartment's literally attached to the barn, and I won't even go out, like, no shoes. That just grosses me out. Like, if anybody walks in the barn, like, ugh.
I'll clean stalls naked any day. Let's go. I'm practically naked in the summer anyway. When I'm
me too.
Stalls.
I agree, like Jamie.
I'm like 115 here, for God's sake. Nobody wears any clothes in the summer. My kid's naked. I'm half naked. It's just, it'd be easy. Just if I had to pick, I'll just pull that top right on off. I don't care.
It's easier to shower in the wash stall when you're naked to begin with.
Exactly. It's on laundry.
Oh, yucky.
Debbie, I haven't heard any comments from the West Coast.
I'm laughing.
She's like, she clean stalls.
Yeah. She's trying to class it up, guys. She is trying to class it up.
All right. Yeah.
Either that or she's done some naked dining and she's keeping really quiet.
We did. That's what I was just thinking, actually. We were in the British Virgin Islands, my husband and I, and it was our 30th anniversary, and they said for, you know, married couples, there's the little island thing, and they gave us a pot of this orange mud stuff and sent us over in a boat and said, okay, you guys get to go over there and dine naked. And so, like, we're putting this stuff on and you're supposed to let it dry and then wash off in the ocean. But there was like this British couple that had just yachted in there, and they anchored on our beach, you know, and so we were saying, well, what do we wait or whatever? And the guy went over and kind of chased them away and said, you know, this couple's on their anniversary and they're gonna dine naked, I guess. So they didn't look too embarrassed or anything, and they took their time. And finally, I'm old enough, so I just said, you know what, I'm gonna start smearing on my mud here. And we did. And
they go, girl.
Where's that sound effect, Jennifer? You need it again.
What? Oh, dang.
Ta-da.
That's awesome. I hope when we're married for 30 years, we're doing that. I just want to say that's fantastic.
Okay, there's a goal right there.
Yeah,
there
that go. Is a goal. Ding, 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 Debbie. I want to know the place so we can, that is a goal for us.
It's called Peter Island. Sorry. It's a true story.
Love it.
You can't make that stuff up.
I couldn't make that up.
It's more appropriate.
Wendy, you said you had some. Do you have one to ask?
Oh, yeah. This is for Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather scribe for Western dressage or mini driving dressage or the short stirrup ring?
Oh, there's three. It's not a two.
It's a three. I had to throw the short stirrup ring in there.
Scribe for Western dressage. What was the other
one? Or mini driving dressage, which is in a 40 by 80 arena, and you're driving a 32-inch mini. Yeah. And there's a long walk across the diagonal.
So don't take
I've
that.
I've judged for one of those classes.
Really?
Mini driving. Yeah.
And I'm scribing,
it
huh?
Took forever.
For 150 short stirrup kids.
Oh, the short stirrup one. No, no way. In any, no. I will take scribing for the mini driving dressage.
Oh my God.
Yes. That's how I participated. So I'm allowed to say this. That's how boring Western dressage can be when it's at the walk trot level.
Oh God. Yes.
I thought it was thrilling. I thought it was exciting.
Nothing at the walk trot level is thrilling. You're right. Saying.
Yeah, no offense.
Yeah.
You can get your USEF national championship now at walk trot and Western dressage.
That is my new goal. Yeah. That is literally my new goal. I'm going for that. Thanks, Whitney.
I know. Well, that's what I see. I already figured it out because I have this one horse that is like, I can't tell if he's neurologic or crazy or he's half Tennessee Walker, but every time he canters, it's like a nightmare. He doesn't even know what's going on back there. And I was like, oh, good. I could do walk trot.
Yeah.
Because this canter sucks.
All right. Who has the next question? Who wants to go next?
I got one.
Okay.
Jamie. All right. See, I've only ever played this game as a drinking game, the would you rather. And so like it always goes sexual, right? So I would just start out with like, would you rather George Morris or Calvin Burrell? Go. Discuss. Just kidding. Don't answer that.
Just get a little cold sweat there. Ooh.
I wouldn't want George Morris to see me naked because he would only have like negative things to say about my chubby thighs.
He'd be like, can you push your way, honey? Quit eating.
Push away the fork.
Don't eat for the next 50 years. We'll be good.
Okay, the real question. Would you rather ride American Pharoah, Velegro, or Snowman?
There's not even a problem for me.
Yeah. That's not a question to us.
I mean, that's a question for us. Philip and I would be like, Velegro.
Snowman.
American Pharoah goes way too fast for Reese.
I think Snowman too.
Chill though, he's Snowman. Super chill. Yeah, we saw him this summer at Churchill, and he's super chill. Like if there was a racehorse, he's a pro. I wouldn't go fast. I would just walk. But he's cool. He's super chill.
Okay, so Reese and Philip both say Velegro. Helena, you said Snowman. Wendy, you said Snowman.
Yeah.
Debbie.
Pharoah, kidding. Oh, no way. I mean, there's no other horse. He's so sweet. I would definitely ride him.
My God, I'd get on that fast. Shorten those stirrups and I'd go about
exactly.
As fast as that horse.
Go
I'd probably
bombing
fall
around.
Off the back of him, but my God, it'd be while you're on.
He's fun.
Jennifer, you didn't answer.
Yeah.
Snowman, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
I
figured that would be the answer.
That would be, that's easy. How about you, Glenn?
I'm going to pass on all of them. I'm going to stick, I am going to stick with the Duke, who I rode at Jamie's house because he took care of me. So I'll just stick with the Duke.
You could give Blueberry a carrot, though. How about that?
Okay. All right. I'll do. I can give American Pharoah a carrot or a
or
beer.
A blueberry.
Yeah, whatever. You know? Yeah. No problem. Well, let's see here. Let's go back now. We'll do one more and we'll break for commercial. This is from a listener, and this is a good one. Rhonda asked, our legacy listener, said, would you rather ride a horse that bucks or one that rears?
Oh, my God. That's a hard one.
Oh, no. Hands down, bucking.
Bucking?
Hands down,
yeah, bucking. Oh,
yeah.
Bucking.
Yeah, rearing. Yeah, no rearing.
Well, that's pretty unanimous.
I'll take a rear any day over a bucker.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No. You seem to be the exception. Why, Jamie?
Because they can't rear when they're going forward, you know? So, but I've had horses that, well, I had have a horse named Jet and still in my backyard. I sold him. But when I started training him, it didn't matter. You walk, trot, canter, you're moving forward, you're confident, whatever, he'd throw a buck in. And so you were just never relaxed. At least if a rearing horse in my world is going forward, I know he's not going to rear. Sorry. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I think I'm taking rearing too, because I hate to get launched. Like I hate to get bucked off and launched really far. That's the worst part.
I've had several horses go over top and I
I've seen it.
For them to come back
even
on
going
top
forward.
Of you. So
yeah.
I prefer to fall off than to have a horse fall on top of me.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. With you.
The ones I'm riding, you guys, so you dressage riders. They can't pull over. They can only get up so high.
And I can make a rear worse. Yeah, I can't make a bucker. I can't do much to make a buck worse, but I can make a horse going up go way up. So,
So Wendy, what would be the equivalent question for driving?
For driving,
rear or
do you want a runaway horse or one that backs up? Because if they run away and you can't stop, you're in big trouble. And if they back up, they'll jackknife your carriage and then they can fall over back into the carriage with you. Yeah. You can then definitely flip over.
Oh, gosh.
You know what's funny is I've had Hackney ponies, and one was a backer-upper, and one was a bolter. So I've had both, actually. Yeah.
But that's why you're in a two-wheel carriage, because in the two-wheel carriage, if they back up, they can't jackknife you.
Right. Yeah. You end up in a ditch just the same, but the horse is not on top of you.
Ditch. Some point or another. We've all been in a ditch, so that's a question.
Yeah.
have every one of us been in the ditch?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what you thought when you first sort of realized you were in the ditch?
You can't say that, can you?
Yeah, sure. There'll be a lot of beep beeps. Yeah. There'll be some censoring.
All right, let's take a break for a commercial. We'll be right back. We have some more Would You Rather questions coming up. We have some from the listeners and some from the hosts. We'll be right back.
He was her first love. The one that started it all. He taught her how to master the posting trot and navigate her first hunter course. They spent hours together exploring the trails and hanging out in the barn. His name was doodled on every page in her school notebook. His coat gleamed in the sun as he met her at the gate each day, snuffling for a treat. From the first time she saw him poking his head out of the stall to the last time she patted him goodbye, he was, and always will be, her everything. This love story is brought to you by Nalox Advanced, providing complete support for a healthy digestive tract, which reduces the risk of colic and digestive upset. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, we're back here on the 7th annual All Hosts Holiday Roundup. Merry Christmas, everybody. And we're so happy that you joined us today. Who has a would you rather question? Who's next?
I have one.
Okay.
Okay. This is just a very simple one, but it could be interesting. Would you rather always be hot or always be cold?
Can I answer? I haven't answered yet. I'll answer hot. Floridians all say hot.
Yeah. The Canadian says hot too.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah. I picked hot. Well, you know, that's what I do. I set you all up for success.
Yeah, there you go.
It's true.
Thank you, Helena. We appreciate it. That's why I love
working.
Just
basically, nobody wants to live where you live, Helena.
Yeah, or Philip.
None of us want to be cold. Yeah.
Although I have to tell you, it's 61 degrees here today.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Next week it'll be minus 20.
It's going to be like 60 degrees on Christmas.
Oh, wow. Oh, awesome. That's good.
Yeah, all in the 50s.
Well, maybe we'll have less people in Ocala. We can actually get in a restaurant. They won't have to come down. Well, we have another one here from a listener, if you want it. This is an auditor. This is a funny one. Would you rather eat 3 jars of peanut butter without anything to drink in one day or ride without stirrups for a month?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so easy. No stirrup November, man. That's here every year. I go in
like
November
1st. Butter, though.
No, I pull those stirrups. November 1st, there's not a stirrup in the barn. They can't find them.
Oh, really? Good. You guys do the whole month? That's awesome.
Yeah, I just November 1st, rip them off. You have to have a really good reason to not keep them.
Well, now you know their punishment if they decide to not listen next year.
Anybody caught using stirrups? There's
peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Yeah.
I think you would die eating 3 jars of peanut butter without anything to drink in one day. I think you would literally die. You'd suffocate.
Clog it.
A lot of peanut butter.
I guess. Clogged.
Bad things would happen.
Yeah. Who else has one?
I got one.
Okay.
Would you rather only be able to see blurry or only be able to see black and white?
Ooh. Oh, that's easy. Black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Really?
Black and white. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No color.
Being the guy who has glasses as thick as bottles, yeah, black and white.
You don't wear glasses, do you, Philip?
Yeah, no, no. See, you don't appreciate what we're saying. Hey,
I could throw in, I could throw in a family plug right now. I really could. I could throw it in. Philip set me up for a Koffler Vision Group family plug. I'm just saying.
Set you up.
I think Wendy, by the way, just got her first pair of glasses. So how would you answer that?
I did. I think I'm okay with blurry because you don't really like know exactly what's going on and you don't care. But
okay, but let me tell you a funny story. Wendy is here for Radiothon all day. And of course, we had to read our show notes all day. And she kept saying over and over because she had just got her glasses. Wow, this is so clear. I can't believe how clear it is. I can't believe I can read the paper. I must have heard that 100 times on Radiothon day.
I didn't even notice that she was seeing blurry. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I went for like years not knowing I was seeing blurry, and I was fine. Aww. I didn't even notice it.
And then
Wendy, I did the same thing. I was driving with Chad, and I said, you know, if only these mountains, literally stupid, okay? If only these mountains were as good as our HD TV. And he's like, aww. He goes, put these on. And I was like, oh my God, they're in HD.
I heard you say that on the show, actually, and I was laughing when I heard you say that. Yeah. It's so funny. It's my life.
It's true. That's funny. Would you rather? This is from Sienna, another one of our auditors. Sienna Torsky. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Would you rather have a super nice trailer but a crappy truck pickup, or would you rather have a really nice pickup and a crappy trailer?
Hey, she knows us.
She does. She knows us. We have the really nice truck and the crappy trailer. I'd rather have a nice both of them, but that wasn't an option. So,
yeah.
And we've all been there, haven't we, with this?
Yeah.
Well, I've had the truck that broke down, and I've had the truck that got me there and back. So I'll take the truck. I got to have something reliable. I can't fix something on the side of the road. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I am with you. My poor truck, we called it Go-Go Big Blue, finally stopped going.
Go-Go.
Go-Go Big Blue did not go anymore. And I was like, and I'm done with that. And I have Hyo Silver now. Hyo Silver runs like a dream. It has heated seats, too. It's pretty awesome.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's good to have a good truck. Heated seats, yeah. Yeah,
I think you have to be able to rely on that you're going to be able to get to where you're going and back.
Okay, but I'll take devil's advocate here. We were driving down the road to one day, and it was an 8-lane highway in Harrisburg there, Jennifer? We're all the way over 4 lanes on our side. We're all the way over in the passing lane, a very left lane. And we look in their rear view, and one of our tires off the trailer is rolling across the road in front of traffic. It had sheared. The axle had sheared. So I got to tell you, that's not a good feeling either.
No, that's no
that
fun.
That happened to me this year, too. I had a blowout, and it is... Yeah. Yeah. I will say, get a trailer that can drive on 3 wheels.
Yes.
Because mine could, for sure. That for me, that's like now a safety thing because I couldn't pull over. I was in a construction zone and same thing. Like we sort of inched and the tractor trailer driver saw it happen and he was awesome. Like he literally got in the middle of the road and stopped everyone so that I could safely move over.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
It was awesome.
We've all had those experiences too. Yeah. While driving. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Who has one?
Give me the ugly trailer any day.
Who has another one?
I've got moving one. Parts there.
Okay, Reese.
Okay, so mine is, would you rather vacation on a beach with beverages and, you know, umbrella drinks and cute cabana boys, or go on a hike like in Colorado or in the mountains?
Oh, I know.
What's Debbie?
Oh, mountains. Give me the mountains. I mean, you know, you can always go to the beach. No, mountains are just...
Says a girl who lives by the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Good point.
Says the woman who lives 8 miles from the beach in Southern California.
Yeah. But we don't go there that much. I mean, going up in the mountains with your horses is... And it doesn't even have to do with horses. But, that's what we do every summer. And you look forward to that. It's really cool.
Let's not forget that she's done the whole beach thing nude and the cabana boys. She's been all there already. So.
Yeah,
it's just boring now.
Yeah. Okay, what about you guys?
I'll take the beach. I love sitting. I don't even like going in the ocean. I just like being on the beach. And I swear, one of these days when I come to Flag Is Up, I'm going to take my horse to the ocean because there's apparently a place you can do that. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We'll do that. That's a promise.
Okay. Sure. Yay.
I'd much rather go for the hike. That's a way better experience.
I'm a cabana boy with the drink.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Beach, yeah.
Beach.
Wendy. Glenn?
Beach.
Yeah.
You know what? I would have said beach until we went to Sedona.
Oh.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Hiking in Sedona was pretty cool. So I almost changed my mind. I don't know if Jamie would agree with that, but I almost changed my mind. Mm-hmm. I really, really like Sedona.
Did you just call riding a Segway hiking? Very American.
Burn.
That was fun.
Take it back.
Says from America's Hat, our international co-host.
I have, you know what? I've ridden on the beach with horses and different kinds of beaches too. And it never gets old. It's so much fun. And the footing is awesome and they love it. And if you fall off, you don't get hurt.
That's right.
Very badly. Very badly. And then when you are all done, then there's a cabana boy and a little drink with an umbrella in it.
I like it.
The mountains are nice and everything, but no, really, it's just it just never seems to get old. But truly, 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 I think the horses really like it. I think any horse that I've ever been on in salt water has just been like, woohoo.
I think Helena wins the sales job of the day on that one. You did a good job.
I'm with you, Helena. Yeah.
It's true. Helena, there was this when we were in the Bahamas this past year, we went to this tiny little island called Governor's Island Harbor Island. And this guy, we're just sitting around on the beach drinking our drinks, and this guy comes along. And of course I hear hoofbeats and I'm like, oh, you know, they're probably like miles away. And I'm like, there's a horse coming. And Buck's like, no, there isn't. I'm like, yeah, there is. There's a horse coming. So like 10 minutes later, a horse comes around the corner and this guy's on, it looked like maybe a retired polo pony or something. And he is screaming down the beach. And I swear to God, and he's bareback. He's just bareback. The horse has a rope halter on. And they're having the best time. I swear to you, this horse was smiling. They were having the best time. I'm like, I don't know what this horse's job was before he was a galloping beach horse, but he's really enjoying his retirement. So I think mountains are nice, but if anybody ever gets a chance to ride on the beach in the Caribbean, do it.
Yeah. Love it.
You sold that one, Helena.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Seriously, do it if you
have a
chance.
The Caribbean Tourist Bureau needs you for their commercials. They do. So now, we have time for one more. Who has one?
I have one.
Okay.
I have one. Would you rather live without hot water for a month or have no internet or cable for a month?
That's easy for me. I'm not showering without hot water. Oh no. No. So I can read a book or something.
Can we cook the hot water over the stove and make it
hot water.
No hot water.
Glenn, you would have to not shower for a month because you couldn't stand to live without the internet.
No, yeah, I'm not. I'm taking cold showers.
You need the internet to live.
I'm taking cold showers for a month. That's easy for me.
Yeah, it depends where you live too, huh?
Yeah. Says the guy in Canada. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's the same for the naked question. You don't want to muck stalls outside naked when it's minus 30 degrees Celsius out, do you?
Yeah, you can eat dinner inside. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's a whole new world of pain right there.
Yeah, who cares about the germs?
Yeah. So,
good point, Philip. Well taken. So does anybody else have an answer to that one? Nope. Okay.
I guess if it's the middle of the summer, I'll take no shower. I got a pool.
Yeah.
I'll just jump in naked because I just clean stalls. Naked.
All right. Anybody have any final words they want to say to their listeners before we wrap up the year here at Horse Radio Network?
Just thanks for another great year. I was kind of like, Jen, I mean, I said 3 months and I think our show's going on 3.5 years, and you know, we couldn't do it without our listeners. And it really, it's such a fun time to be able to work with everybody who's here. I mean, this is so cool to join up again. And really, truly, this is, it's such a fun thing we do every week, and glad that I'm a part of it, and that Phillip's, that I get to hang out with him, and
yeah, we're going to hang out every week. We have a good time.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah, me too. This is Debbie. I've just had so much fun this year. And the first year, you know, you're getting your feet wet and everything, but it's the listeners really that, you know, they pop out of the blue and say you're doing a good job and everything. And not that Glenn and Jen don't, they're very encouraging too, but it's really fun to hear somebody from Sweden all of a sudden, or, you know, that there's these people out there listening, and they're so kind and interested, and they love what we do too, which is really, really fun. So I wish them all Merry Christmases and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year's. It was really getting fun to get to know you this last 2015, and looking forward now to 2016.
I second that. I think, you know, I've had some issues with some horses and some stuff and some not so good news with certain things. And, you know, I think the listeners are so quick to come and say, you're doing fine. You're doing a good thing. You know, with this last frustration with my horse, Norman, to have so many people that I don't even know, and they have nothing invested in me at all, to come in and say, you know, give me encouraging words, and then to adopt this dog that was like next to death, and to have all, I did a GoFundMe account, and 99% of the people that donated money to save a dog they didn't even know were our listeners. Yeah. So the generosity and the heart and the love of animals and the love of people that we have listening to us is just so incredible and so amazing. And I can't thank all of them enough for the kind words and the kind actions. And that's the thing, is they have words and they have the actions to back it up. And you know, I hope I'm 1/10 as good to them as they are to me. So I love you guys all. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks to Glenn and Jen for keeping us all together and running this giant ship of craziness, and we love you guys, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
And thank you guys. You know, obviously we wouldn't be here for the 8 years that we've been here, and you know, the Horse Radio Network this year really took a turn. We're one of the top radio horse or online podcasting networks, forget horse, one of the top online podcasting networks, and that's being recognized around the podcasting world for the first time. So we're, you know, that is huge. I mean, there aren't too many that have done now. We're over 4,300 episodes, millions of downloads. So we have over 130,000 listeners. It just, the numbers are incredible. We've interviewed over 6,000 guests. We've probably interviewed more guests than, we're in the top five of all online networks for that. and, you know, they just, and the guests like being on our shows. You know, we've interviewed some celebrities this year that have just made comments about how that was a fun interview for them, because they get to talk about something they're truly passionate about and nobody ever asks them about, you know, with the celebrities. So, you know, I think that without the listeners, we wouldn't be there, but also without our guests and our sponsors. Our sponsors are terrific. There are very few. This is the question I get to answer, I get asked the most from other podcasters, is how do you have so many sponsors? How do you keep them happy? How do you make sure they're with you? And without those sponsors, none of us would be here, and we certainly appreciate you all. I think there's over 30 now, you know, amongst all the different shows. So we appreciate you all, and thank you for supporting the Horse Radio Network for all these years. Our first sponsor was Kentucky Performance Products, and they just agreed to...
KPPUSA.com.
Yay. Thank you. I want to give a special shout-out. Not that I'm slighting everybody else, but she was our first when we had, like, no listeners. And she's been with us for almost 8 years and just renewed for her 9th. So thank you, Karen, that's over awesome. At KPP.
Yay, Karen.
And all of our sponsors. I don't want to slight anybody. There's Equestrian Collections has been with us for almost that long, too. So without them, we couldn't continue to do what we do, and we truly do appreciate it. One other thank you before we call it a day, and that's to our auditors. These are a group of listeners who saw value in what we do and actually put their money. You know, they donate. We ask for $1 a month, and they can give more if they like. You know, a lot of these listeners are giving $10, $25 a month. And they don't have to. That's something they do because they like the programming, and half of that money goes to you guys. It's split up amongst the hosts. And they know that, and they want to help support you guys. But that group has really become a focus group for us. There's 82 of them now, and they have their own Facebook page. And we were just talking about it before we recorded today, weren't we? They're like a family in there. They talk about everything. There are conversations
posting
going on.
Posting pictures. We get so much feedback and fun stuff that we bring onto the shows to talk about. And they give us ideas. Obviously, today we got a whole bunch of the would you rather questions, and it's interesting to follow along and see what's going on, and it's pretty cool.
They, during the Radiothon, must have had a conversation of 500 things going in there. They were following along all day, but they've become a family thanks to the Horse Radio Network, and that I'm really proud of. The numbers of listeners who have made friends with each other.
Keep us informed, everyone. We're waiting for our first engagement.
Yes, we haven't had a marriage yet.
We haven't had a marriage yet.
I think we've had divorces, but we haven't had a marriage yet. So let's make that happen. All right. Thank you, everybody, for another terrific year on the Horse Radio Network. We really appreciate you being here. There's going to be programming next week. We also asked the auditors what they wanted to hear for Best Of shows. So that's what we'll be putting out next week, is we're answering their requests for that. And then we'll be back in 2016. My God. I can't believe I'm even
saying
that.
Yeah, whoa.
Yes, I hope to see you all again next year. That'd be fun.
Yay!
Let's meet at a dude ranch somewhere in Montana. Spend a couple days.
That would be good, too.
Yeah. All right, sounds good. Thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy
holidays, everybody. Bye, guys. For running, 'cause Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Back home when Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. 'Cause Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming.